A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And this month is National Children's Dental Health Month. Joining us on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show here on 1290 WLBY is Dr. Christy Thomas. She is Associate Dental Consultant at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Dr. Thomas, how prevalent are cavities in children?
You know, something surprisingly close to half of all children, and this ranges from ages 2 to 11, develop a cavity at least once in their childhood lifetime. And that would be up until age 12 or 13 when they fully transition out of primary teeth. So that's pretty shocking.
That is. So let's learn a little bit about the risk factors that may increase a child's risk for tooth decay. What are they?
The biggest thing is their diet, and that is the access to high sugary, starchy, or acidic foods. And when we think about it, it makes sense. If we think about foods that have high sugars, which kids love, and we're talking about breakfast cereals, which a lot of times kids are eating every morning, or fruit snacks, or dry fruit or soda or energy drinks, they have a high content of sugar. And if we go back to our sciences, we know sugar will cause cavities. But then we also think about starches, which break down into sugars. And that could be pizza. It could be pasta. It could be a gambit of different foods that are eaten. And when it goes into the mouth, the saliva, the natural bacteria, which we want to get a little techie or a little sciencey about it, it's the Streptococcus mutans, all that together creates an acidic environment, which makes it more likely for a cavity. So we really need to look at our children and what they're eating, and then also the family. You know, I'm a mother of four, and we have to do it in the zone. We need to promote overall health for children and adults because our kids are watching us. And to shift to healthier items like vegetables, celery, carrots, apples, and oranges, strawberries, things that have natural sugars, or to even items that have good sugars, xylitol-based items, which help promote good health.
So even if you, without fail, brush your teeth after you eat, you can still get a cavity, right?
You sure can. You can get a cavity because of your natural bacteria in your mouth. Heredity. Some people are more prone to decay than others. If you're not flossing, you can still get a cavity. If you go to bed and, you know, not brush your teeth, or you're not brushing properly, there is just a lot that can work against you. So developing these good habits as far as brushing will go a long way.
Dr. Thomas, it was interesting about how you characterize sugar. I mean, I think we all know about sugar in cereals and obviously candy, but to think that you can also get it from pizza and starches and that, all of that, that's all food kids love to eat.
And adults. And kids adults, and adults,
right?
Yeah.
I know. And that brings up another good point, because you can still get cavities as an older child, right? And as an adult.
Yes, because what works as a benefit to kids, especially for them, their teeth are spread far apart in the primary teeth. So it allows food to go through them. Mm-hmm. It's the back teeth for kids that are close together. And that's the area where most kids start cavities, in between the teeth. And as we transition from having baby teeth to adult teeth, if your teeth are aligned correctly, either the teeth meet up closely or sometimes they're crowded. And that allows food and bacteria to sit there. And, you know, we don't always feel things stuck in between our teeth. And when it sits there, it causes that chemical reaction. And most of the time, when you get a cavity on one tooth in between, it affects both of those teeth.
Oh, wow.
So over time, from not removing that by brushing or flossing or using some type of dental aid to remove that, And then the makeup of your mouth, you're more prone to get a cavity in between the teeth. And the disturbing part of it is people don't realize they have a cavity until it's gotten bigger. Usually a cavity will start out about the size of a pen tip, and if untreated, it grows. And when it starts to affect the nerve, gets closer to the nerve, that's when you start getting that hot and cold sensitivity. And still, some people still ignore that. And then it becomes a true full-fledged toothache, which at that point, your options become limited in being able to treat that.
You are making a great case for flossing. I'm going to be more diligent about that. We're talking with Dr. Christy Thomas. She's a dentist and associate dental consultant at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. What should be done once a child develops a cavity?
Okay, this is hard for people. Accept it. It happens. We don't want to wish it away or think it won't go away, because as I mentioned before, it'll just get bigger. Prevention goes a long way. Making those recall visits that your dentist will prescribe, and he or she will tell you how often you should come in. But when a cavity is diagnosed by your dentist, you need to know what your treatment options are. And your dentist will outline a treatment plan. And it doesn't mean the tooth has to be removed. It's only we remove teeth when we cannot restore them. They're past that point. And those regular checkups will help you prevent getting to that point. When a cavity is diagnosed by your dentist, a lot of things could happen. They could try to treat it with some forms of fluoride, if it's small enough, or it would need to be filled. And that procedure will stop the decaying process. And as we are knowing or speaking, fill it in, mm-hmm. or filling or restorative procedure to close up the space where the cavity was.
And will that generally last a lifetime for that child who may have had a cavity?
Well, on the primary tooth, you know, the teeth are there to hold the space. So it allows the permanent teeth to come in. When you remove teeth earlier, it causes teeth maybe to come in the wrong spot. So Our primary teeth are our placeholders for our permanent teeth. But your question is, do fillings last forever? They do not. Just like tires don't last for a lifetime, windows don't last for a lifetime, they will likely have to be replaced at some point of time. But those regular visits, a dentist may be able to repair as opposed to replace if you're doing continual checkups. So it's very important when you come in for your checkup that the hygienist does his or her job to clean the teeth. And the dentist comes in to check to make sure there are no new cavities, or if there are restorations or fillings that are failing, that we can correct them before they become a big problem.
All right. And our final question for Dr. Thomas is, how often should children see their dentist?
And I don't know if people know the history of going 2 times a year to the dentist. And that was actually originated with toothpaste companies. They, you know, came up with this, but it is up to your dentist to decide what your recall visit is. For me, I do a caries or a cavity risk assessment, and we have low, high, and medium incidence. So when I establish that important visit with my patients, some of my patients I want to see back every 6 months. Some patients I want to see back every 3 months or every 4 months. It's very important that you know how likely it is for you to get a cavity, and for your dentist or your hygienist to set that. I would say at the minimum 1 time a year, and as a maximum could be 4 times a year, but it's very important to establish that recall pattern with your healthcare or your oral health professional.
ask your dentist and find out what makes sense for your child. Great talking with Dr. Christy Thomas today. She is Associate Dental Consultant.
Absolutely.
Great talking with you. Thank you. Dr. Christy Thomas, and more information from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan available at this website, ahealthiermichigan.org. That's ahealthiermichigan.org. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290.
1290 WLBY. Celine, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station where Ann Arbor comes to talk.